bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Jackie Dalton. Welcome to the programme. Today we're going to take a look at food and the language you might use to describe food, whether it's at someone's house after you've just had a lovely meal and you want to compliment them, or if you want to tell someone about a dish that you've just had and describe what it's like. And the best possible place to do all this is at London's Good Food Show, which is held every year. And we're going to wander around and talk to some people here and ask them to describe the kind of food that they're eating. Now I'm at a food stand belonging to one of Britain's most famous chefs, Gordon Ramsay. Diane, a visitor here, has been eating some of his duck. She seems to like it. What are some of the words that come up which show that she likes it?
My name's Diane and I've been eating a confit of duck with salad.
And what's it like?
It's very tasty, sweet, but gamey. It was nice, it was really good. It's a fairly light meal, but very, very tasty, Moorish.
Well, lots of expressions there which show Diane liked her food. They included simple words like nice and good, which are all fine to describe food that you like. The first one she used was very tasty. Tasty. This means it's nice, it tastes good. It's a fairly informal word, but a nice way to say that you enjoyed food.
Very, very tasty. Moorish.
What was the other word at the end there? Moorish. It's the kind of food that makes you want to have more. Moorish is basically the word more with ish or ish on the end to make it into an adjective.
Moorish.
And what about the texture? Is it just sort of chewy or... Next, I asked about the duck's texture. Not so much what it tastes like as what it feels like. Here are some of the expressions you might use to describe the texture of food.
Tough. Chewy. Tender.
Let's break those down.
Tough.
It's usually not a compliment to describe food as tough. If you say, "This meat is quite tough," it means you have to bite quite hard into it. It's not very easy to crush with your teeth. This is often seen as a bad thing, so if you want to be nice to someone who's cooked you dinner, don't say the meat is tough.
bbclearningenglish.com.
What about the next word?
Chewy.
This also means food is not very easy to eat. If something is chewy, you have to spend quite a long time biting it in your mouth before you can swallow. Chewing gum is the perfect example of something chewy. But again, to describe meat as chewy is not usually a compliment. We tend to think of good meat as being tender.
Tender.
This means it's soft, it's easy to chew. It's a word that we usually only use when talking about meat, or maybe some kinds of meaty fish like tuna. Diane uses an expression which describes something that is really tender. What is that expression?
Is it just sort of chewy or... It was more of a melt-in-the-mouth taste, which I didn't expect.
Melt-in-the-mouth. That means it's so tender you hardly have to chew it. It breaks up very easily and smoothly. To say it's the kind of food that melts in your mouth is a big compliment. I think